Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 30th of July of the year 2020, and in history on this day, in the year 101 BC, we had the Battle of Vercellae, in which the Roman army under Gaius Marius defeated the Cimbri in Cisalpine Gaul, ending the Celto-Germanic threat on Italy's border. Classic. A day that we all remember. Celebrations today include National Father-in-Law Day, so find an elderly man to question your life choices. Your guest today is disgraced yoga instructress and self-help guruine, Charlie George. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me. I love the father-in-law. I mean, I've been trying to find fathers for a very long time. I've been kicked out of many a supermarket asking people, "Are you my dad?"
I mean, that is a question fraught with danger, especially if you're asking your actual dad. Coming up today, we'll be learning all the latest in global greetings news from our guest. But of course, first, some headlines of stories that we won't have time for. In the news today, New Zealand jumper Tallyho Twinkletoe headlined entries for the Grand National Hurdle at Sandtown. Tallyho Twinkletoe won last year's Grand National Hurdle on his Australian debut and is one of 9 nominations for Sunday's contest. To clarify, Tallyho Twinkletoe is a horse and his job is racing against other horses. Asked for comment before the race, Mr. Twinkletoe refused comment, or at least said nay. Meanwhile, the Union of Professional Drumming Circlists is in receivership after months of socially distant drum circles being broken up by enraged people on their daily exercise. Apparently, this has finally broken the spirit of drum circles. And in the Middle East, the Hajj, which began on Wednesday, will have only 10,000 people who are already in Saudi Arabia perform the pilgrimage, a fraction of the 2.5 million pilgrims who normally attend. The annual pilgrimage has been scaled down due to COVID-19, with worshippers subjected to temperature checks, face masks, and social distancing in an attempt to prevent this once-in-a-lifetime pilgrimage becoming a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's the first time in Saudi history that no pilgrims from abroad have been permitted to take part in the Hajj, which means Saudi Hajj will have a monopoly on Hajj-based smugness for at least the next year. Obviously, this is a difficult set of satirical jokes to make because you don't want to upset people for whom this is an important spiritual event, but also you don't want to let Saudi Arabia, the state organisation that'll dismember you in an embassy, quite off the hook. And that's all the time we have for the headlines that we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because this is a free podcast and you're the product. Come on by to Big Lennon's Marxist Memorabilia Warehouse. Deluxe editions of Das Kapital with maximum Marxist merch for all your socialist parties. Che Guevara t-shirts to celebrate the life and death of the ultimate communist Übermensch. or our premium share and share alike subscription model, from each according to his ability to each according to his budget. The nightmarish fangtooth is among the deepest living fish ever discovered. The fish has been found swimming at icy, crushing depths near 16,500 feet or 5,000 metres below the ocean's surface. Fangtooth fish are known as such because their teeth are the largest proportionate to body size of any fish. They're disgusting. Imagine if instead of choosing to swim in the vast depths of the crushing ocean, the fangtooth chose instead to live in half a glass of water. It might be one of the most popular and friendly fish alive today. Half a glass of water. Get out of your habitat and into the habit.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Top story today, global greetings news. Our guest, Charlie George, what's the news in global greetings right now?
Well, the global greetings news is, if touching elbows is the new handshake, what is the new kiss on the cheek? The lick of the eyeballs? The double wink? So everybody is currently questioning, how will we play wink murder free from confusion? How will we rub noses safely? I hear you cry. So currently a global council is forming to decide what new greetings will be in the wake of the pandemic. So will raising eyebrows be the new silent, hairy Morse code? Essentially, what we're searching for is ways to show affection and greet in the alternate universe. Sticking out your tongue to show you don't carry disease has been something that's been mentioned, but you may risk spreading disease by doing so. There are considerations for the air kiss, and we've got some researchers working on how to make out effectively with 2 meters of air. What is your favorite greeting, people are asking. So we're holding a poll. Options include holding necks, tickling armpits, smelling moles, the welcome fart. I actually remain a fan of the traditional wave. However, there is a man in the North Pole, or maybe the South Pole, who has been waving for several years now and has been unable to stop. Now, it can be difficult once you've found momentum with a wave to slow it down, especially in countries with little or no atmosphere. His arms now actually resemble two swollen pus sockets, which is actually the fashion in the South Pole. So if he is there, that worked out well. But yes, we're taking votes and we're polling for the new global greeting.
Well, thank you. That's all the time we have for your top story right now, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. This question is from Sean, which says, Dear Alice and your co-host du jour, that's you today, Charlie.
Du jour? What does that mean?
Of the day.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought it was something rude.
Well, you can do rude things in the day, I guess. This letter reads, I was recently cooking tacos and the meat recipe called for half a cup of water, which I naturally read in my mind as being half a glass of water. To begin with, congratulations on breaking into the Hispanic food market, but I'm also wondering if there is a more authentic brand of Mexican-flavored water, una media taza de agua. Just trying to make the most authentic tacos possible. Thank you in advance for your help in this matter. Sean. Do you have any answers for Sean here, Charlie? Before I get into it.
Mexican flavoured water. I mean, I'm a big fan of jalapenos. You could have spicy half a glass of water. That might be quite nice with some powder. What do you think?
I think that sounds awful.
You wouldn't want to roll over in the night and have half a glass of spicy water.
No, particularly if you're having it to stop, for example, the burn of some spicy food.
I like it. I'm a glutton for punishment. What can I say? I'm a coeur de jour.
Well, Sean, I have to say this is an incredibly stupid question, as though water cares what you call it. Water is as water does, which is H2O. Two hydrogen molecules, one oxygen molecule, whatever you call it's a nickname, it doesn't care. It's just happy to be whatever it wants to be. Trolling can't affect water, so you should probably take back your question. If you have a question for us at The Last Post, write to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com, and I'll probably be really mean to you too.
Yes.
And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. And a big hello to our listeners over there in your dimension. Feel free to check out our previous episodes or subscribe to the feed to get new ones. Share us with your friends so we can maximize our advertising potential by showing them listenership engagement. That's really all you are to us. Your guest today on the podcast was Charlie George. Charlie, have you got anything to plug?
No, just still my laptop. My battery's running out, but thanks.
The Last Post is a Something Else, Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life, including most recently a write-up of the most recursively nightmarish gig I have done in the entire period since the lockdown began. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As they and we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.